It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello, hello out there. Guess what? Guess what? Yes, that's right. It's time. It's time for Mr. B's Neighborhood. I bet you are ready to pull up that chair, drink a cup of coffee, and listen to the life story of my guest today. Well, let me tell you, folks, today I have a long-term resident of this community. And his name is Paul Fitzgerald. You haven't changed your name, have you, Paul?
Not yet.
Okay, so you're still Paul Fitzgerald.
Haven't had to.
Okay.
No undercover work.
Oh! Well, if you had undercover work, you couldn't tell us about it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
My cover. Oh, man. China and Japan will get me in trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've had that issue, but we won't get into that today. So, anyway, Paul, I wanted to have you on my program because how long have you and your wife lived here in Forest City?
We actually moved from Garner, of all places.
Garner.
We'll go into that.
Let's go into that.
Yeah. But I came here in 81, late 81, to work for MBT. And so was a banker.
And what were your duties as a banker at that time?
I was a loan officer and then the branch manager at Crystal Lake. I ran the Crystal Lake branch office. Till 93, and love that little community. Crystal Lake's a good chapter in my life, so, yeah.
You like the people there or the fish?
The people.
Oh, okay.
I never was a good fisherman.
How come?
I couldn't sit still for a long time.
I know the feeling.
In fact, I was a silly side story to that when I'd take Chris fishing here.
Yes.
And fish weren't biting. He wasn't a very good fisherman either because he always would pick up flat rocks and spend all the time throwing rocks across the river. And yes. So we weren't very popular as fellow fishermen. he wasn't patient enough to be a fisherman.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're getting all the dirty laundry. Yeah. I like that. Now, okay, so what happened after you worked for MBT, may I ask? Let's get your professional aspects of your
maybe
life.
Maybe before that,
yes.
I started out and after I graduated from UNI, which you may touch on that, but
yes.
Back in 67, I went to work for Sun Oil Company, and I was a territory manager, sales marketing person, and I was in Madison and Milwaukee.
At the same time?
Yeah, worked both towns. I lived in both towns at one.
My goodness.
In the several years I was there. But
okay.
My next move was going to be to Tulsa or Philadelphia. And this old Iowa farm boy, neither one of those looked very good on my rainbow of things to do.
So you're a farm boy.
Oh, yeah. God.
Okay. Where was the farmstead at?
Northeast Iowa. I went to high school in New Hampton. Everybody knows New Hampton.
My goodness.
Chickasaws. And had a family, 9 kids. It was a typical old farm family. Boy, we were,
a lot of hired hands.
9 of us. But a lot of people to feed, too.
Well, that's true.
You know, that was the big thing. But And I think of that when I agreed to visit with you on the radio. You know, my mother always emphasized humility and thankfulness. And I feel like I won't be unhumble in my comments, but when you start going back and thinking, God has blessed me. I've had a lot of different things I did. But so rather than go to Tulsa or Philadelphia,
yes.
And I thoroughly enjoyed Milwaukee. What a town that is, for activities.
Yes.
But Ray, Cindy, and Susan there started them out as little girls.
Oh, my goodness.
Moved back to Garner.
Yes.
And so I started to work in the accounting business because I had a business degree and with accounting and marketing.
Yes.
And so ran my own accounting practice there in Garner.
Oh, my goodness.
Till 81 and did a lot of activities with MBT. And they offered me a job as a loan officer.
Yes.
And so moved up here. And Scott, and you know both of my girls, that I'll never forget the night at the supper table I told the girls I was going to move to Forest City.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid. Garner kids going to Forest City. You know?
Rivals.
Oh, boy.
Rivals, the devils.
But turned out, yeah, they were in seventh grade. Oh, freshman.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So that was a tough age, but they did it. It turned out good for them. They
Great.
Turned out to be good students.
Here, oh, so. My gosh.
So then I went to work for MBT.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm. And what happened after MBT?
Well, after 23 years of them.
Yes.
I got, I left there in 2003. Mm-hmm. I had the bug to go into education. And so I... much to my Marge's chagrin, that I would leave a good paying job in banking to go to work. And worked at Waldorf for a stint, and then also went to work for, after that, went to work for Iowa State as an extension director in Mason City.
My goodness. And what were your duties there as an extension person?
I was the director for Sergoda County.
I see.
And... you would organize your 4-H things, mm-hmm. your development things, and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, in my background in business and farm agriculture,
fit
that well.
So, yes,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one day in the, I think it was probably 2007, 2008.
Yes,
Mr. Boykin offered me a job with TSB, and so that was. Interesting, and so I, rather than driving 35-40 miles to work every morning, went to work for TSB.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And what were your duties there, of course?
Well, I was a loan officer.
Okay.
And then ended up actually an investment officer for them as the years progressed. In fact, I, with TSB, I did a stint with KOW. I did a radio show.
Yes.
Once a week on Tuesday mornings.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm out here with Mark and did a radio show every week. So.
Yes.
But that, my duties there were I covered Titanca, Thompson, and Forest City as a loan officer. And then also at the last probably 7 years, I was an investment officer.
Oh, okay.
Bought and sold stocks and investments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done... about everything, man, as the song says. I've been everywhere.
You've been around the block, haven't
you? Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so now you have told me about your fruitful endeavors in the work world. What are you doing now, my friend, to enjoy life?
Yeah, I retired in 2017.
Okay.
And was doing this retirement. Well, I'm as busy as I was used to being. In retirement, there was got to be something else to do. But
yes.
the gals out at the Visitor Center at Winnebago called me.
They did.
Wanted to know if I would be willing to mm-hmm. do tours.
Yes.
So, golf since 17, every April through October, I do a couple days a week, you know, and being that retired age.
Yes.
You told me not to say old age.
Oh, there's a big difference. Yes. Don't use the word old.
Yes.
Paul.
But in,
otherwise, you gotta leave.
But I a couple days a week, sometimes three. But
okay.
We do tours, and I love it because people travel from 48, you know, all of our states. Well, actually, 50 states.
Oh, I'm sure.
From Hawaii and Alaska.
Yes.
But, and I'm excited. We started out, we always did tours with Canadians, but COVID, of course, shut that down for the Canadians. So this spring, for the first time in many years,
oh my goodness.
We had our good Canadian friends.
Oh,
come
how
back.
Wonderful.
So it's so fun to meet people from Montreal. Which
oh my goodness.
My French, I took one class in French, but didn't remember very much about it.
How do you say hello in French?
Yeah. I say très bien.
Okay, what's
it's
that?
Kind of a greeting. How are you?
Oh, I like that. Très bien.
You're very good.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Parlez-vous français?
Where's the potty? Is that what that means?
No, that's just, do you speak French?
I should have known that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Where's the toilet?
Yeah.
How about that one?
Yeah, I don't know. I never did get that. Oh. Never traveled to France.
Mm-hmm.
Been to Switzerland once, but not France. So. Mm-hmm. But the Montreal people, of course, a lot of them are bilingual.
Yes, of course.
Very much so.
Yes.
But just this week, had somebody from British Columbia. But it's fun to, I always greet them and say, guys, it's good to have you back. And they said, well, it's fun to get to go somewhere. You know,
oh,
Canada
yes.
was pretty strict for, for quite a while.
Yes. So you do keep yourself occupied.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not doing tours at Winnebago, what else do you do?
Well, I've always been one to
not do
volunteer for different events, be
yes.
it church or school.
Yes.
I did a stint with RSVP.
Oh, yes.
In education.
Yes.
Very fun and educational myself.
Yes.
Read with first graders and junior high kids.
Oh,
when I did my
yes.
RSVP day, I figured I might as well do two stints, so I did
sure.
that. But now seeing some of those little kids grow up.
Oh, know, but, yes.
Yeah. Junior high, I did eighth grade.
Yes.
Did that for 3 or 4 years. Three years, I guess. And then the little first graders. So love interacting. A lot of my volunteer work is with kids.
Yes.
Which I enjoy that.
I can't think of a better way to donate your time.
Well, and, you know, hopefully leave a good impression.
Absolutely.
You know, you can do this. Church, I do over my many years of working and retirement, do church volunteering. So no, I've been blessed. I, you know, don't travel out internationally or anything like that, but I love my, enjoy Forest City and Garner. Enjoyed both towns.
Fit absolutely.
Well with both, and they're so much alike.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, yes. Even though they're rivals
yeah,
for the kids.
Yeah, athletically.
Yes, know, but, because if I go sub in Garner.
Oh, I suppose.
Oh, if I tell him I'm from Forest City. Oh, yeah. rumble. Yeah.
Rotten
and I'm like, come on, folks. Yeah, it's just a place I live. All right, so Paul, tell me about your beautiful family, your wife and your kids, and what's going on.
Well,
what are they all doing?
When I got there, you know, and of course, so many of us ended up, went to UNI, and met Marge there, and after 3 years of dating or
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
Got married.
Yes.
Senior down there.
Oh,
and
goodness.
So she put up with me for, oh my gosh, 50 plus years. Well over 50 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so it's been, she's tolerant. Very tolerant. Has learned to roll her eyes.
And, oh, I see.
Yeah. No, she puts up. But had two girls right away, you know, as young parents.
Yes, yes.
And they did the Wisconsin stint, back to Garner and up to Forest City. And then when Cindy was a senior, Christopher showed up, you know, that which was a blessing and
a
shock.
Sure.
But so have three kids, you know, and Cindy's in Cedar Falls. In fact, she's back at UNI.
Yes, I thought she was.
Yeah.
Okay.
She went to UNI, and Susan graduated from UNI.
Yes.
She did the two-year Waldorf, two-year UNI.
Yes.
But Cindy works for the library down there.
And yes.
Orders and buys and pays for documentaries and periodicals or something.
Sure.
Everything's so different in a library now.
Oh, my gosh.
So much of it's offline, online, or whatever.
Yes.
And then Susan's married, has a family up in Minneapolis. Her husband, she met at Waldorf.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
And is now an attorney. And so we just celebrated last Saturday, in fact.
Yes.
Their son's, Ethan, 19th birthday. So as young as I am.
Yeah.
I have a grandson that's 19.
My goodness, it just doesn't seem possible.
You know, that a blessing. And so they're up there. They were just both down here for the weekend.
Oh.
So got to see them. Going to University of Minnesota, speaking of rivalries.
Sure. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
But that's where he's going.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. How many grandchildren do you have?
Ethan. That's
it. Just Ethan. Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
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 More than
Ethan.
I have.
Yeah.
So. That's
I remember
great.
You and your kids growing up.
Thank
Scott.
You, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They don't talk to me anymore.
Not the Yash.
So, no, I'm kidding.
No, I know. They roll their eyes, too.
Oh.
Kids and grandkids, you know.
No matter what age they are.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell me about Chris. What's he doing then?
Well, he's, of course, graduated from Waldorf, of course, graduated from here in 2003, and then went to Waldorf, played baseball for Waldorf, and that's kind of one of the reasons he went there.
Yes.
But Chris always had a knack and a fun time. He worked with Paul Arada in volleyball along with his basketball and fall activities. And then actually worked with Jody Dozier when he was at Waldorf with the volleyball program. And went out, graduated with a degree in education and spent, I suppose, 11, 12 years teaching.
And what grade level did he teach?
He was in the 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, in that level.
The middle school age.
And he was a writer for a company out of Minneapolis called Prep Dig, and he would write volleyball stories. He would go to every volleyball event in the Wisconsin. He ended up moving to Green Bay, is where he started teaching there. Taught in Spencer here for 5 or 6 years and then went to Green Bay. But this company offered him a full-time job writing, and of course decided that after 12, 15 years of teaching, he'd get that itch. And so
of course,
he went that route. So he
time
did
to scratch.
Full-time this volleyball articles and stuff. And along with that, now this fall for the first time, he's a head volleyball coach for Notre Dame High School's girls volleyball team. So that's
amazing.
And he'll still, of course, with these new work schedules, he works remotely.
Of course.
With as a writer and travels. And he's really, his period is a little slower with them. Otherwise, he's traveling to Indianapolis, Chicago, Kansas City, Omaha, Minneapolis, either hosting the event or if he isn't hosting it, writing about it.
Oh my gosh.
So the kids are busy. And
are you going to go to any of the volleyball games then?
My gosh, Cindy and I and Marge will head up to Green Bay over Labor Day weekend.
Oh,
so we'll
wonderful.
Get to see him play,
yes.
See his girls play.
Yes.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes.
Because he was an assistant coach when he was a teacher in Green Bay for both St. Norbert's and then one of the high schools in Appleton.
I see.
So he's had always had a connection to volleyball, so has a knack for it. So guy's been an assistant coach for this Notre Dame team for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And so they offered him the job as a head coach, so we'll see how that works.
Well, it sounds like your children are doing very, very well.
Oh, they have. They've done very well.
Wow, that's wonderful. So you somewhat alluded to the fact, Paul, that you and your wife moved to Garner and then you moved to Forth City.
Yep.
And now that you're retired, there would be, I'm guessing, a number of different places that you could choose to retire or go somewhere. Why do you, one of my favorite questions, of course, with this program, Paul, is why do you stay here in the North Iowa area?
Well,
why is this home base? Yes.
I'm a community guy.
Yes.
As people know through my history of working with Chamber of Commerce's and every volunteer group in the town. But I see a lot of value to small town living. And so travelers were not travelers. In one of my ventures is doing investments back when I was in the accounting business.
Yes.
A company sent us to Switzerland, but that was, enjoyed it immensely, but not a kind of a person to chase to airports and do all the stuff you do there. So, and so we pretty much, I'm on a lot of different committees, missions, you know, that, and I can be selective now, you know. And of course, as a banker, was always involved with every
community
in town, be it education or what have you.
Yes.
So, you know, did a lot of work with some of the different administrations in Forth City and Garner. And so so we pretty much, with my volunteer work and helping out here, there, and everywhere. And so I'm also fortunate, so far these joints, I walk every day.
Wow.
So I'm very blessed, and we've got wonderful trails. Forth City
we
is
do.
So fortunate.
Yes, we do.
And so fortunate to have a river.
Yes.
Now, how do you, if you decide you want a river in your town, you just don't make a river.
Correct.
And so we are so blessed here to have the Winnebago River and been part of some of the trail committees and stuff. And so one of the best ones, a recent one, of course, worked with Dr. Hines many years ago on the Pamela Trail. In the Hanson Trail.
Yes.
And two years ago, we did the Korth Trail, thanks to the Korth family.
Yes.
Because they owned that land up around Hy-Vee that they owned, you know.
Yes.
And so the family financially helped immensely or made it possible, and we built the Korth Nature Trail. And if you haven't been there,
I don't think I have.
On your agenda starts by the physical therapy office.
That's right.
On J Street by the bridge.
Yes.
And then it goes up and around and comes out at Hy-Vee. And so the intent there was with, I suppose, offering to all of our visitors that you know, come to the park grounds for Winnebago.
Yes.
They can go from there. Of course, that other trail, the Hines Trail, goes clear to the airport.
It does.
And it came and quit there. And then now they can go from there, and then they can do the loop around Hy-Vee, the back of Hy-Vee.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a plus of that, you can still see deer and you know, wild animals.
Yes.
There was a short time there was a venture that someone thought they saw a bobcat, but my friends at DNR and conservation said, I don't think so. But it was credible source. It was the EMS guys thought they saw a bobcat. So.
What about a Bigfoot?
Yeah, there you go. I haven't seen one of those yet. Been watching. Yeah. But if you're if you're lucky walking out there, you can see the deer before they see you, which I my low threshold of silly things and enjoyment to watch a deer, you know, with a, he doesn't see you,
right?
And then when he and I freeze,
yes,
because of the motion they're not good. Their sight's not good.
Yes,
motion they can detect and run.
Yes,
but to see a deer puzzled as to what is that? You know, and even as animals, they cock their head going, what is that?
You know,
and pretty soon they go, yeah, forget it. I'm out of here.
Not worth it.
But you get, you know, in the spring, get some once in a while, get to see a mother with two fawns or something like that. So.
Is that normally the path that you walk on then, or are you open to?
I have several routes. I love to walk at Pilot Knob.
I see. Yes,
Three good trails out there.
Yes.
Do that. Try to do that once a week. Mm-hmm. And then, depending on your mood, you can walk through a campground out there.
Yes.
And the South Trail is really nice.
Yes.
And so the amphitheater, you can sit and scratch your head or read a book or pray at the amphitheater.
Sure you can.
And there's a neat bench out at Pilot Knob that Denny Rasmussen and Andy Sinwell built. It's a Vietnam, it's a bench, and it's a lookout that looks out over the pasture, and you can, and it's camouflage paint.
Yes.
And you sit back in the bench, and that's a good place to take a break.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. So Pilot Knob's a good place. I have my northwest route, which is out my back by the pool, through Waldorf, through the high school, then back home.
I see.
And sometimes, depending on weather, I might just do in town somewhere.
Of course.
But try to walk every day. You know, I can still do 3 miles. So
congratulations. That's wonderful. What about winter? What do you do then when it's 20 below?
The Civic.
Ah.
I bug Sue and Brett in the wintertime. I walk there. So that works good, too.
Yes.
They're open 8 to 3 or something like that. So so I finagle. So if you got a big living room, I'll come and walk it. So. And there's even days when nothing's open. I can walk. I'll just walk in my basement.
Oh, sure.
Which is very repetitious.
Yes, but still.
Get the veins going. So.
That's right.
So far, so good. I can still do that.
So what do you, in addition to walking and the huge amount of volunteerism you've done and working at Winnebago, what else do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies, interests, or have I mentioned all these
nature,
of your hobbies?
You know, I love nature,
yes,
and I read. I like our library, and I'm a history. I never could get into fiction. I don't, you know, my wife's an avid reader, and but I love to read history. Mm-hmm. So just read a big article, and I'm going to have to go back there. I've been there, but the Algona POW.
Yes.
Camp, that was, I get the Iowa Historian
yes.
magazine.
Yes.
And they had a big spread on that. Mm-hmm. So that's an amazing accomplishment
yes,
for
that
us
is.
Old Iowans.
Yes, that is.
That we did that.
Mm-hmm. So no fiction for you, huh?
No what?
No soup for you. Okay.
No. I don't know why. It's, but
that's fine.
If I yeah. But I love history.
Yes.
And big Lewis and Clark fan.
Oh yes.
You know that someday one of those some days. You know,
yes.
I would love to get to the Pacific where they camped for the winter. But I don't know when I'll do that, or if I will. But
what would be the reason why you're putting that off, may I ask?
That's a good question.
Okay, I thought that's why I'd ask you.
That's a challenging question, okay. Mr. Ferguson. Yeah, I ask myself.
Okay.
I
ask do
myself
you?
That. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's... And I found as my age changes,
yes.
my kids are offering more frequently, Dad, do you want to go somewhere? You know, it's like... But I'd take off and go anywhere, you know, on my own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank the good Lord I know how to get back home. But you don't know, at my age, there's people that can't do that.
Well, that's true.
Our church does some volunteer work at Good Sam.
Yes, yes.
That's a good reminder.
Yes.
Bless mm-hmm. their hearts out there.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do at Good Sam, may I ask?
We do a prayer thing for our parishioners, and we do it periodic, you know. We do it every weekend, but there's four of us on the committee, so we do once a month, go there and visit, and building committees. I was on the committee for the Nature Center north of town.
Oh, yes.
The conservation.
Yes.
Robert Swartz is a master at stuff like that.
Yes, yes.
We're very blessed, and maybe December we'll open that up.
My goodness.
People will be shocked at what's in that. You know, I've been walking in Thorpe for years in that little old bungalow house they have out there.
Yes.
All the things that him and Lisa do
yes.
out of that old shed out there.
Yes.
But here they've got this beautiful place
on
goodness. The Thompson Corner.
Oh.
Where I call it
yes.
The natives call it the 7 Mile Corner.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
I didn't. And it is. Mm-hmm. It's the 7 Mile Corner. 7 from Thompson.
Yes.
7 from Lake Mills and 7 from... Yeah. So for the... Pioneers, it was the seven mm-hmm. mile corner.
That's an interesting piece of information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love history tidbits.
Yes.
You know. Pilot Knob, that's forced me to read up on the CCC
mm-hmm.
back in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's who built it.
Yes.
And they were encamped at our Pamel Park.
Oh, my gosh.
240 kids in the 30s.
Oh, my gosh.
Mostly young people.
Yes.
And they got $25 a month. And they had to send 20 home, and they got to keep 5. But then a movie was a dime.
Oh, my God.
Ice cream cones was a nickel.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so that part is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the local history.
And yes.
How the natives did get here. And
mm-hmm.
I joke about this in all due respects to the Norwegian
yes.
ethnic. You know, they left Norway with the Fords and everything.
Yes.
I think they got to Winnebago County, and with all of our wetland, they thought they were home. You know? But I say that, I joke about uh-huh. that respectfully. But,
oh, you know, I know that.
That,
yes.
You know, so much of our, we do, if you drive from here to Lake Mills, you see a lot of wetland.
Yes,
so.
A lot, yes.
And again, of course, our river is our big blessing.
Yes, it is. Know? Do you do anything with the Historical Society?
I do support activities, and at some time was on one of those committees, and loved our two little ladies that did all the research and history that followed them immensely.
Mm-hmm.
That, and we've got quite a museum in our own back
pocket. Yes, we do.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but again, and there's a lot of being Winnebago, and of course I was blessed. I worked with John K. Hansen for 23 years.
Oh my gosh!
As a banker.
Yes.
And
the man.
Oh,
the legend.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, compassionate and powerful.
Yes.
You know,
you can have both qualities.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him and Louise. And
mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful book at our library. Barbara Bowman daughter
yes.
wrote a book, Memories, it's called. Oh. If you ever want to read something interesting,
okay.
light,
yes.
you know, their history is the Hansen family
yes.
growing up.
Yes.
You know, so that's enjoyable. That's a good book.
I bet it is. Yeah. Paul, I could sit and visit with you all day, but unfortunately, our time has evaporated.
It has. Well, oh, that wasn't too bad.
But we found out a little bit more about you.
Well, I'm kind of low-key and, you know a lot of people, but been blessed to live here in this small town and help people. I hope I have over the years. Mm-hmm. And so I've enjoyed it. I've been mm-hmm. blessed and enjoyed it mm-hmm. immensely.
Well, folks, you heard it right there. This young man is very grateful. Yes, a thumbs up to you too, buddy. Is very grateful to live here in this community as I am too. And Paul, I hope to see you again. Paul, you're always somebody when I see is so immensely friendly, and you're always so willing to be grateful for thanking me or anybody for being great teachers, and thanks for having my kids, and you're just a beam of sunshine.
Well, thank you. I like that. And I thank the good Lord for yes. allowing me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you continue doing it for a long time.
Well, let's hope so.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. Well, folks, as you can probably guess, this has been another episode of Mr. B's Neighborhood. And who will be dropping in next? Well, you'll just have to pay attention and come back and find out. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.